This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Ayin. Siman Ayin. Sif Hey. Siman Ayin. Sif Hey. We're learning about those who are exempt from Kriya Shema. Yesterday in Sif Dalid, we saw that the Mechaber said that if you're engaged in Sarche Rabim and Zman Kriya Shema came, you do not interrupt. If I'm not mistaken, Chazal tell us that in the days of Ram Gamliel of Yavne, they did not say Kriya Shema because the Chachamim were so busy, Oisek B'Tzarchei Rabim, they literally did not have an opportunity to say Shema. Okay. Sifhei, Haya Oisek B'Achila. Let's say you were involved in eating. Aisha Iba Merchas, you're in the bathhouse. Aisha Isaac Batasparis, you're in the middle of a haircut. Aisha Hiya Mahapich Ba'irais, you were flipping over the hides in the tannery. Aisha Iskim Medin, or you're judging. Leharambam Goimer Va'acherkach Kari Krishma. According to the Rambam, you finish what you're doing, and then you say Shema. Vim Hoya Misyari Shema Yavrazman Krishma. Kriya, if you're afraid the time will pass, upasak, and you read it, you stopped, vikara hareza meshubach. I mean, according to the Rambam, if you're in the middle of doing something, then you finish it, and then you say Shema. And what if you're going to end up missing Shema? It sounds like, so be it. I'm in the middle of doing something right now. I haven't taken a haircut. Hopefully there'll be time after. If there's not, look, I already started my haircut. And if I stop, you're a great guy. And according to the Ravid, you have to you interrupt and you read, even though there'll be time later. Now, it's absurd to say, according to the Rambam, you could continue with the haircut and miss and not say Shema. So you have to say what the Rambam means is, there'll be time later, you know. You'll be finished your haircut 15 minutes before this man. You're not really worried. So according to the Rambam, if you're not really worried, you don't have to stop. But if you do stop, just to make sure that you don't end up forgetting it, you're a good guy. According to the Ravid, no, you're required to stop. Now, this is talking about Zman Kriya Shema. Says Mishabro, Isaac Bachilo, Uman Nikra Haskala. What's considered haschala? Ayin lekaman b'simin reish lamin beisif beis. Goimer, you finish. V'achakach haynu kishu mishar shishar lo esman likras. Like we said, it has to be where you evaluate that there'll be time to read it. Because if you evaluate that if you continue with the haircut, you're going to miss the zman kriya shema. Of course, you are required to stop and say the shema. U'mashe kasa v'im hoya misyare. The language of the Mechaber, and this is why we didn't read it this way initially, the Lashon of the Mechaber is, if you're afraid the Zman might pass, Hareza Meshubach. That implies that in other words, when the Rambam says that you don't have to stop, it has to be there's time later. So then what does the Mechaber mean? You're afraid the Zman will pass. It means you're afraid maybe your evaluation wasn't so precise. You're afraid that maybe your estimation was not that precise. The Haskam of most Achrayim, the Bach, the Taz, the Magen Avram, the El Yaraba, and Shar Achrayim, the Chemat Kulam, practically all of them, the Iker Toloi B'Milsa the Iraisa B'Hischel B'Heter or B'Iser, that what it's going to depend on is, did you start with an allowance or did you not start with an allowance? The Imkain Lefiza B'Malacha or B'Chol Elo Anyan Melvad Me'Achil, and all of these things, work or any other thing besides eating. If you started before Amina Shachar, ain't sarach lifsaik, you don't have to stop. provided that in Mishar Lo Shos Achar Shigmar Likres Kriyas Shema L'Svalo, provided that you'll have time after you finish to say Shema and Davin. Darei Kaimelon B'sun Peites Sif Zayin D'loi Gazru Samach L'Shachris. We paskin in Siman Peites Sif Zayin that they did not make a decree that you can't start work within a half hour of Alois. So in that case, if I started my haircut 2 minutes before Alois, or I started building my bookcase a few minutes before Alois, I started Beheter, and in that case, I'm kein hischel Beheter. Aval, im hischel la'achar sha'olam ra'shachar, but if you started after Alois, the hischel be'isser, where I started be'isser, poisek l'kriyashma dehudai raisa. I have to stop for Shema, avaloi l'bracha, it's not for brachas, v'loi l'tfila, v'achar kach kishagoymer ha'malacha. Then when I finish, I go back to Davin. I say Shema with the brachas and Davin. This is all that I'm allowed to continue working when I start the Be'isr, if there'll be time to Davin. But if you see the time is passing, you have to stop immediately. Whenever you're not required to stop, Afilu yaver zman tefila betzibur eino chayv lahafsek. You don't even have to stop if you're going to miss minyan. Meaning, if you started working beheter, then you're allowed to continue working again for Shema. For Shema, we say like this. By Malacha, if you started Beheter, you don't have to stop, not for Davening and not for Shema. But if you started Be'isser, you have to stop for Shema, but not for Tefillah. Now the din that you don't have to stop for Tefillah is even if it means you're going to miss a minyan. So it comes out, if you started working Be'isr and the minyan comes, you're not required to stop. That's what he seems to say. And he's quoting the Elia Rabba in the Derech HaChaim. Now what about Achila? Because this is the $1 million question. I have this question every single fast day. Okay, you ready? All you halacha people out there. Every fast day I have the following question. I want to wake up early. Am I allowed to start eating within 30 minutes of Alois? Normally we say, you're allowed to eat a derech arai, you can't eat a chilas keva within a half hour of Alois. But I want to say a pashut reason why, before a fast day, you're allowed to. And I know that not everybody holds you are allowed to, but I've seen that many poskim hold you could, and I'm not sure about this. What's the reason why you're not supposed to eat within a half hour of Alois, Sudas Keva? So normally on a regular day we say we're afraid you can get caught up in the eating. And if you start within 30 minutes of Alois, you're going to continue after Alois because you started. You're going to be Nimshach B'Sudasai. And you're going to forget to daven Shachris. So I want to say very pashut. That doesn't apply by a fast day. I'm not going to continue eating after Alois because the fast day starts.
You'll forget it, Shachris, and you'll forget it's
a
fast day.
You're not going to forget there's a fast day. I have a question. Do you stop eating a half hour before Yom Kippur? Because, you can't eat within a half hour of Yom Kippur. You might continue eating on Yom Kippur. Never heard of such a thing. You stop eating a half hour before Tisha B'Av? I have a question. Are you allowed to start eating a Sudas HaMafsekes within 30 minutes of Tisha B'Av? Of course you can. Oh, but you might forget it's Tisha B'Av. When the rabbis in Yavne never made that decree. I never heard of such a thing. So I want to say in the morning, even though every other day of the year you can eat a Sudas Keva within 30 minutes of Alois, you're allowed to by a fast day. I know some places can say not. I recently saw, and I'm not remembering clearly, that this is such a compelling svara that some A number of the Gedolei Poskim say it's mutter, and there doesn't seem to be a logic that you can't. You hear what I'm saying, everyone? How are you going to argue against that? Since when do we geyser? Don't start eating because you might forget it's a fast day. Nobody forgets it's a fast day. People start medicating themselves 6 months before the fast with all kinds of slow-release pills. They have 500 different slow-release pills going through their system for caffeine, for sugar, for every mineral and vitamin that you can imagine. People are more comfortable on a fast than any other day of the year. They're preparing half a year for it.
Maybe that's only in the morning you're afraid, it's not in the afternoon.
But people are only forgetful in the morning. Later on in the day, they're not forgetful. Why? The only svar I could think of is loy plug. When the rabbi said you can't eat within 30 minutes of alois, they said you can't eat within 30 minutes of alois. In some cases, the rationale doesn't apply. Okay, it doesn't apply. But by the way, it makes a big difference because if I want to get up, if I'm going to get up, it better be worth it. I'm not going to get up. I don't want to get up 45 minutes before alois. Well, I have to get 2 a.m. And if I'm getting up, I want to eat. I don't want to have a... You know, some people, they're good with a cup of coffee. No, if I'm getting up, I want a meal. Am I allowed to have a meal within 30 minutes of alois? You hear the shayla? Okay, Vaiter, let's finish this up. Says in Mishabura, Ulinian achila machshav nachaber b'simen peitesef. Hey, the svirlei leikar adin the meachila tzarch lives like teich mishalav nashachar. That if you're eating, you gotta stop by alois va'filum hischol beheter. V'loy mehani shomeitzol kolz man shloy hispalal. I don't understand why anybody would think otherwise. Of course, you have to stop eating. You're not allowed to eat before davening, right? When it comes to eating, if you started eating 2 a.m., what, you're allowed to continue eating the whole morning, even though you didn't daven shachris? Right, and l'chara that's pashut. Fine, weiter. Sivkatan chav dalid. According to the Ravid, you have to interrupt. Mashna del achar sheyikur kriyashma. Right, the case is the guy started working, and there's time later afterwards, but we say stop to say Shema, but it's Mashma. Av shalei hisval adayin, he could continue working even though he didn't daven. But mutar ligmar kol elu hanyanim sheskli, he could finish all the things he started. Chomesh gesandim siv katan hakoidem, that it's davka for Shema. V'hai lishna lav davka le'inyanim haya oisik ba'achila. This language, when the Ravid says, when we say haya oisik ba'achila, when the mechaber says haya oisik ba'achila, the ba'achila kvar kasam nitzar gamkin lesbala mikoidem. Because by achila, if you're going to have to stop by zman kriya shema, you're going to have to stop not only for shema but for tefillah as well, because you're not allowed to eat before davening. V'nakni mishum shar dvarim, and only picked achila because of the other cases. Inami mishum kriya shema shal arvis nakne, or you could say it picked it for kriya shema shal arvis. Because by Mariv, there's no din you can't eat before davening. All by Mariv, if you started any of these five things within 30 minutes of tzeis, mavsik miyad, you stop immediately. What does that mean, you stop immediately? You stop within a 30 minutes? It seems like, even though the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, you stop even before tzeis, because you started be'isr within 30 minutes of tzeis ha'kechavim, it's not pashut. Other achronim say you don't have to stop until Tzeis HaKechavim comes. And Uchsheyetzu HaKechavim, when the stars come out, Yikur Kriya Shema B'loi B'chasei, you say Shema without the brachas, V'achar Kach Gomer Achilasei, then you could finish eating, Oishar Davar, V'achar Kach Kore Kriya Shema, Then you say Shema uberchay seho umespalal ukel kaman mesun reish lamed hesav beis ayin shamra prima gadam. Now, why according to the Raiva do you stop right away? It's a gezeira shema yimashich behem. You might get drawn into it. V'yaver zman krishma and the zman krishma will pass. Ve'enoi doimel etfilas amincha. It's not like mincha. By mincha, even the Ravid agrees, if you started in any of these things before you davened, you don't have to stop. Meaning by mincha, everyone agrees to the Rambam. So why here does the Ravid say you have to stop? Lefisha Krishma, he minat Torah. Krishma is biblical. There were more machmer. And the Rama says, look in Sin Reish Lam. Hey, Ratzom, the Shem Bevar Chilik bein Hizchel Beheter leHizchel BeIsser Ayin Shem Oid. There's a difference between if you start Beheter and you start BeIsser. Tomorrow we begin Simen Ayin Aleph, Avel, and those who are Oisek B'Tzarchei Ameis. In the meantime, have a great day. You could try to be Mevarer. What is the din about starting a meal within 30 minutes of Alois HaShachar? Have a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.